four receivers and a running back off to the side here for Vanderlaan, who will tuck it himself, follow a man, and he won't get enough for a first down. Huskies say they have the ball again. They're pointing, and they do. Another fumble by Ferris State, and Michigan Tech picks it up inside the pile. And a third first-half turnover by Ferris State gives the Huskies the ball with 45 seconds to go in the half.
Man, what a job by the Michigan Tech defense in that game. And I know some of you got a chance to watch it on TV. And, you know, I just one of those things. We just couldn't pull it off in the second half. But Coach Curley joins us here after that tough loss against Ferris State, one of the best teams in the nation you took on in their own stadium, Coach, and definitely gave them a run for the money. The second quarter there, it really thought that it seemed like we had them back on their heels. Is that how you kind of felt as a coaching staff and the way the momentum was in our favor?
Well, I think we took a blow early, Dirk, you know, when they ran the punt back and then pinned us and you know, it was 10-0, you know, kind of right out of the gate. But, you know, to our kids' credit, they came back, battled. You know, we hit a long pass and went down in and scored and then, you know, forced a couple of turnovers and, you know, kept it close. And, you know, at halftime, we're down 17-14. You know, we're in a three-point ball game and we're getting the football to start of the second half. So we told the kids at halftime, that's just probably as good as you can be on the road against somebody that, you know, that's nationally ranked that high.
Coach, the defense gave up only 17 points of the 24. Obviously, when you consider the punt return, they forced four turnovers. They held, you know, the Harlan Hill winner. I think he still had over 300 yards of total offense, but he turned him over three times, and you really gave yourselves a chance in that game. Talk about the play of your defense.
Well, they played as hard and as well as we probably could ask of them. You know, they turned it over. Now, granted, you know, in behalf of both offenses, it was a defensive day. You know, the wind and in the rain made it a lot harder to move the football and get your rhythm and, you know, in the throws and catches and stuff like that. So, you know, you expect both defenses to play well on, you know, on a day where the weather will dictate it. And that's what's happening. You know, now as we get into the, you know, later parts of October and November, the weather, you know, is going to be a factor. And that's what we've always said. We have to be able to prepare to play in November as well as early September.
When you step back from this game and kind of look at it as a whole, was it the two big plays that were really the difference in the game, the punt return and the 70-yard touchdown by them?
Yeah, I would say those two plays were as key as any. You know, another play that, you know, that hurt was our first play of the second half when we took a shot, tried to go and get one and get a shock play, and their kid made a nice play on it and, you know, got the interception, kind of gave them short field, you know, and then they drove in, and then now it's, 24-14 instead of 17-14. And then, you know, that was another big football play. But there were, when we did the big play charts, we did not give them a run of 15 yards, which is what we count as a big run. Their longest run was 14, and they only had one pass at 25 yards or more. And that was the long one on the 3rd and 10, which really hurt for the touchdown.
Coach, when you look at some of the turnovers, especially, was it Nick that got the interception?
Brajack had an interception.
Yeah, was that the one where the quick step drop? Drop back and a quick throw to the flats.
Yeah.
Was that something that you guys obviously knew about and anticipated, or was that just a great play by Nick?
Well, it was, and it, you know, if you're coaching their quarterback, you're going to chew him out pretty good, because it was, you know, he threw it right yeah. through Nick. You know, I mean, if Nick would have dropped that one, we'd still be thinking about it. But he made a nice flash to the flat, and the quarterback threw it right to him. And, you know, then he capitalized on that. We went down and scored.
A couple of injuries in the game. I know folks out there are really concerned about, you know, especially your quarterback. But what do we know at this point about those guys and their return?
Well, I got a 3-page injury report this morning that we got to cover in our seventh meeting, guys, on our hats and how they are and that stuff. So, we at this time with Eric Bassano is not giving me a report of anybody that's quote out. You know, we've got a couple doubtfuls, and about 45, it seems like. Not that many, but we've got a bunch of questionable and probable. So, you know, we'll sort that out in practice and, you know, see how they do this week. You know, we have kind of stipulations and protocol of what they have to be able to do and functionality tests and all that stuff to be able to practice and then, of course, compete on Saturday.
I know you went with Jake Brown on that final drive when Cowie got knocked. Isaiah Hackney's been in the two huddle all year long as your backup quarterback, but you had mentioned that he had gotten hurt earlier in the game. Who is the starter if Cowie can't go right now?
Well, you know, we'll sort that out. I mean, right now, you know, we're working with Isaiah as far as, you know, his injury. That was on a special teams play. He's, you know, very good athlete, and we've got him in on our punt return, and he's in on our kick cover, and I think he got an injury going after a tackle on a punt cover, and he still played after that. It just when it got into a situation where we're going to have to throw the football, then it was harder for him. And that's why we went with Jake.
So how do we prepare for Tiffin, Coach? They come in, with a 5-3 record, 4-3 in the GLIAC, and like us, they got beat last week. Like Wes was talking about, what do they bring to the table? How are they going to be tough to beat?
Well, the quarterback is probably as explosive as anybody in the league. He had four or five Division I offers. Later at the time, he was a basketball player, and then he's also on their basketball team. And their fans won't see a tight end. I mean, they're going to put four wideouts on the field and one back and him, and they'll run a lot of that read option, and they give him an awful lot of freedom on where he takes the football and where he gets the ball to. And I think he's either first or second in the league in total offense and in passing. He hasn't run quite as much as he did a year ago, but he's still very, very explosive. So we've got our hands full. That's where the focal point has to be as far as stopping them. We got to first contain him.
How about just in terms of keeping the ball out of his hands? It seems like the team's MO this year has been ball control and grinding out long drives. Is that another key for this game?
Yes, always we want to try to win possession, try to be up there. Right, right now we're. We're still leading the league in conversion downs, third down conversions. We're leading the league in time of possession. Those are key things for us. Those help your defense, rest them, gives you more plays. All the little things that add up, after it's done, we try to take care of those things.
Three games to go, Coach. I know you're sitting at 5-2. You'd like to have maybe one of those two that you played on the road, but you played two top 20 ranked teams on the road. You come back home, final home game. Where do you see this team as you're sitting now, and what's the future look like here?
I think this is a good big football game for us. This would assure you a winning season. It'll be senior day for us. We've got 14 young people that they've got a chance to be the third team in the last 23 years that ends up playing their senior year undefeated at home. I think if we win in the 4 years they're playing, I think they'll end up 16-5 at the home field. And I think those things are such that we want to let them walk down that hill at 4 o'clock on Saturday, knowing that that they got a win in their last game at Sherman.
Well, we knew it'd be a great chances are it would be a great weather homestand for Michigan Tech with the five home games. We weren't sure about this weekend on the schedule, but doesn't look too bad right now, Coach.
I'm not John Dees, but I'm getting close as far as handling the weather and what's coming. It does. It looks like we might have a rough day or two of practice, but that's okay. I'd much rather have it nice on Saturday, and it looks like they've got some AM showers, but it's supposed to clear and in high 40s, early low 50s, so that should be a perfect day for us.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Coach, get ready for this weekend. We can't wait. Glad you're back home again, and it is senior day, so make sure everybody gets to the beautiful Sherman Field on Saturday afternoon. Our pregame will start at 11:30 from the VIP tailgate party. Coach, we wish you the best of luck. We'll see you on Saturday.
Great. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Coach Tom Curley here on Mix 93. It is time to take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more Drive Time right after these.